this next bout is an Anything Goes mixed tag team match and will be one fall with no time limit. Coming down the aisle with his partner Locke, he hails from Yellowstone National Park at over 300 pounds. This is Kodiak!
You know, I heard a ton about Kodiak wrestling with this Locke back before I was ever picked up by WWE to announce their superstar shows. But something tells me that once Kodiak steps into the ring with this nut job that I know as Sam Goddamn Natus, the Bearman's gonna wonder just why in the hell did he agree to wrestle Sam Natus in this match? Placing Locke on the apron, good grief, is Kodiak yelling, "Hey Kodiak, it's not real! It can't grab the tag rope! What are you doing?"
And their opponent, coming down the aisle, she has been dubbed the anti-diva of WWE. Don't fall asleep with her lying next to you because you might never wake up. This is Miss Sock! And her partner from the dirty pits of Arkansas, he is Evil Sam Goddamn Natus!
Folks, as Sam Natus undoes the leash from around Miss Suck's neck, I was shocked when I heard Sam Natus tell WWA bookers that he was done wrestling on our Superstars undercard. Sam Natus actually called out Rick Righteous, and as expected, Righteous had a ton back to say to the Evil One. No doubt that Orb Lambert has heat also with Sam Goddamn Natus, and Sam Natus definitely is one of the most extreme beings in all professional wrestling today. But without the tables, without the tacks, without the weapons, chairs, and blood, is Sam Natus really ready to step his game up against somebody like Rick Righteous? I just can't answer that question until it happens. But I can say this with confidence. Tonight against Kodiak, we might not find out whether Sam can get away from the hardcore business or not. But if Sam Natus should go on to win the Four Corners Regional Championship at Behind Blue Eyes, will the fans allow him to leave those hardcore tendencies behind him as he tries to make another run for the world title? I'm not sure what's going to happen, but in Sam's own words, the time for talking has come to an end. The referee has called for the bell. Let's do this thing. Natus circles the logo, slapping his massive hands against his chest in alternating fashion, and Kodiak looks to engage in a collar tie early in the contest. Natus counters by driving a boot into the stomach area of the bear man and moving into a spine-wrenching forearm to the back of the head, breaks Kodiak down to one knee, and coming off the ropes, it's Natus with a brutal stomp to the face, pulling the massive 300-pound man back to his feet and into the corner. It's Natus who stands his opponent up by reaching back and what a killer chop, but Kodiak shakes his head no. Natus chops again and Kodiak denies the move, reversing his position, leaving Natus wide open for a huge downward baba chop again. And well, Kodiak stuns Sam Natus, and oh my god folks, there goes Natus into the opposite corner with the thud. Kodiak charges in hard and leaping into the air, he just crushed Natus under 300 pounds of man monster, and it's a Man who's going for the win. One, two, no, Natus peels his shoulders off the canvas, folks, and this one's gonna continue. Kodiak has used his massive size to his advantage, but you can't help but wonder if Kodiak has emptied way too much of his tank early in this bout. After all, he doesn't have a real partner, and Sam Natus, although it is a female, or I think it is a female, certainly does. Body slam over the logo leads to a throat crunching leg drop, and we got another count. One, two, no, Natus rolls through the cover, and just like that, folks, this one's gonna continue. Lifting Sam off his back, it's Kodiak who's looking for a vertical suplex and cranking up on the jeans of that. Oh, low blow from behind by Miss Suck, and the referee is helpless to do anything about it, because if Sam Natus gets disqualified from this match, there might just be a riot. Natus is stunned, and I don't believe it. He's tagging in Miss Suck, leaving Kodiak flat on his back. And what the hell is Suck doing? She's squatting over Kodiak's face. Oh, no! It's the Muffin Man! It's the Muffin Man! Muffin Man! Kodiak can't breathe from the stench that is Miss Suck's crotch, and rolling from the ring, Kodiak is practically gagging. Oh, my, he's choking the hell out of me. The most disgusting move I have ever seen. Kodiak can't breathe, and oh, my God, he's gagging from the stench that has to be festering. entering in Miss Suck's crotch and rolling from the ring. I don't blame Kodiak. He's looking for a breath of fresh air, and believe it or not, in this entire arena, I don't think there's one for Kodiak to have. Natus now drops to the floor and snapping a steel chair close and lowers the weapon of Extreme onto the shoulder blades of Kodiak. Kodiak arches upwards and Natus just speared the big man into the steel stairs, and my god, I think I can smell suck from here. My fingers aren't anywhere near my nose. Oh, it's gross! Now tearing back this small mat, it's Sam Natus who's going for a concrete chokeslam, and if he hits this, there's no way in hell that Kodiak's leaving this ring with a victory. Latching on like a pit bull to the throat of Kodiak, the beer man shakes his head up. Oh my god, look at the ring. Oh, good lord, no. That's right. Suck is still the legal person in the match. No, not like this. Kodiak steps over the top rope. No. I have no announcer's table. And into the ring. This match is going to continue. And you can see the fear trembling in one eye of Miss Suck. Oh, Suck is charging Kodiak with a big boot. And down. No, Suck goes through the legs with a baseball slide. Oh, reverse low blow brings Kodiak down to his knees and onto his back like a spider monkey and locking in a sleeper hold. Kodiak, oh, he just flung this Suck off his back onto the canvas. And my god, this is getting out of control. Here comes Miss Suck staggering to her feet. Oh my god, big boot again to the face. And that has to suck the leg over. Leg drop by Kodiak, and this one is over. The Bear Man has it. One, two. No, Kodiak pulled up Suck, and he's pointing to Log. Motioning towards an inanimate object, it's Kodiak who has the fans now standing on their feet as Sam Natus continues to struggle through the pieces of broken table and TV cables. I don't know if he's gonna make it to stop this brutal assault on his valet, Miss Suck. Kodiak has the Log, and he's writhing in pain on the mat. And oh, he just lowered the Log across the head of Miss Suck, and I don't believe it. Miss Suck is busted open. Hook of the leg and the cover of the count, and Natus is trying to get back into the ring. He's got a steel chair. One, two. Oh, no. Chair shot by Sam Natus stops the referee's count, and Sam Natus, my god, look at him. He's covered in his own blood, tossing the mangled chair into the corner and jamming Kodiak's head between his thighs. A mid triple six and a powerbomb right onto the mangled chair, and this one's over. Suck rolls over on Log. Natus makes the cover on Kodiak. One, two, three. This one is over via double pin, and my god, what a wall by Sam Natus and Miss Suck.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the contest, the team of Miss Suck and Evil Sam Natus!
Folks, we have to take a break, but when we return, it's going to be Matt McLean with another installment of The Danger Zone. And get this, this week, Matt McLean's guest is going to be none other than Todd Nightmare Knight. This ring is a mess. Could somebody rebuild my table? This is crazy. We'll see you in a few.